Welcome to Study, Grow, Know, where we discuss theology, prophecy, and current political issues from a conservative biblical perspective. Here's your host, Dr. Fred DeRuvo.
Well, hi, everyone. This is Dr. Fred, and thanks so much for joining me. We're doing another Discerning the Times. This one's called, This Isn't Happening, Right? Well, I'll keep this one as brief as I can, since the topic is not really uplifting. There's literally too much going on these days to highlight everything that is happening in society. I'm going to deal with two things here. First, the abortion issue related to side effects of the CV-19 vaccine. And second, they've begun seeking ways to make meat from human tissue. Isn't that something? That's real. Side effects of CV-19 vax may include miscarriages. Learned this from Now the End Begins this morning, or actually it was yesterday. I mean, this whole thing is frightening for any mother to be who believes that receiving the CV-19 vaccination is a good thing for either her or her unborn baby. As of March 3rd, 2021, there were at least 34 cases of spontaneous, and let me say that again, spontaneous miscarriages occurring in pregnant women who received the CV-19 vaccination. Now, of course, the tragic part of all of this is that science is seemingly unconcerned about the deaths because, well, we're constantly being told that CV-19, the vax there, will allow society to return to normal. Of course, if you talk to Dr. Fauci, he who never lies or makes a mistake, he'll tell you that, oh, we're going to have to continue to wear masks probably through the end of 2022. Okay. Well, anyway, he's also pushing the vaccination. Now, I've watched videos, and maybe you have as well, of healthcare workers receiving the vax and talking about it during the press conference a few minutes later, only to watch the nurse pass out from taking it. After waking, she affirmed in one particular case, oh, that was weird, but she still said publicly, oh, I'm so glad I took the vaccination. Okay, she passed out. What else is going to go wrong? I've seen images and videos of pregnant nurses receiving the vaccination out of concern to, quote-unquote, keep my baby healthy and safe. Yet the ridiculous part of this is that, as I've stated before, the mRNA component of the vaccine has never before been used in any vaccination ever for human beings. And now here it is. So what's next? Well, it appears that Johnson & Johnson has answered that question for us, so we don't have to go that far to look around for it. The very same company that for years apparently had asbestos in their baby formula. Yep, that same company has now stepped up to the plate to say that they have plans to begin testing the coronavirus 19 vaccination on infants, which includes newborns. Now, by the way, at my blog, studygrowknowblog.com, I have an article, which is what this episode is based on, which has links in it to these things that I'm telling you. I'm just simply not throwing the information out there without any backup. So the links are there, and the links are also, as usual, in the PDF transcript associated with this particular audio episode. If you're listening on sermonaudio.com/studygrowknow. But let's keep going. So the company BioNTech and Pfizer, remember theirs are two shots. You have a shot and then another follow-up shot a few weeks later for the coronavirus 19 vaccination. But Johnson & Johnson is stepping up with one shot apparently. So the terrible thing here is the fact that while the FDA did provide a go-ahead for using the CV-19 vax, they did so as an emergency use only. But this has not seemed to stop companies like Johnson & Johnson from wanting to try things out on newborns and infants in general. And this is in spite of the actual fact that COVID poses virtually no risk to healthy children. Now, according to an article I've linked with in the text here, Johnson & Johnson is planning on giving the vaccination to newborns, infants, pregnant women, and those who already have compromised immune systems. And I'm wondering why. What do they hope to gain from this? Well, it can only really be two options. In my book, maybe I'm missing something, but I see two options. They either want to make a lot of money, huge payout, if their vaccine seems to work and it is put on demand, or the powers that be behind big pharma companies aren't concerned about any lives lost or compromised through the process. And who knows? This sounds terrible, but maybe they're even crossing their fingers that it'll happen. And possibly both. They want a lot of money, and maybe there will be a depopulation of sorts. Now, if we already know what approximately three dozen women have experienced miscarriages, does this not provide enough to cause people to say, hey, wait a minute, let's slow down here. Maybe we need to dial this back, do more study, and change something about the vaccine? I don't know, seems like a good thing to do. But, you know, I am not a scientist. I'm just a guy who sits here with a doctorate in theology and a master's in biblical studies and a bachelor's in Bible. So what do I know about stuff like this, right? Nothing. Well, I still use logic, or try to. I'd like to remind everyone who hears my voice that we know that coronavirus 19 has a survivability rate of 99.7% or better if you are not in that group that is most affected by it. That's the elderly and those with compromised immune systems. If you're not in those two groups, you've got an excellent, excellent, near 100% chance of surviving coronavirus. And by the way, this particular coronavirus, as I may have mentioned before, is the fourth coronavirus version that is constantly running around in society. There were three others, and they're still here, and they've been here since at least 2010. And this is the first time where the powers that be believe we need to have a vaccination for it. And this is the first time that they've shut down society for it. Now, as we go down the list to the youngest among society, they pose almost zero risk of contracting the virus. Yet they're moving ahead with this stupidity, forgive me, to ensure seemingly that unborn children, as well as those born, will be drastically affected by the vaccination or possibly killed by it. Does this seem to be legitimate science to you? It doesn't to me. Well, moving on, meat from human tissue. If this wasn't enough, all these questions related to the CV-19 vaccination process, science is now in the process of creating salami from human tissue. Really? Yes. They are essentially involved in, I guess you could say, scientific human cannibalism. And there is really no other word for it but cannibalism. Here's a quote from a recent article. I've seen this both in, I think, Epoch Times and Now the End Begins. A sample tissue, which contains myosatellite cells, the type of cells that help repair and regrow damaged muscle, will be taken from a person during a biopsy. Those cells are multiplied in a lab using a medium that acts as an artificial blood to grow muscle. Once the cells are mature enough, they will be ground and mixed with different kinds of meat, spices, fats, and oils for flavor, using one of the company's time-honored recipes for the creation of fine cured meats. It will then be stuffed into casings, seasoned again, then dry-aged and cured before packaging for distribution, unquote. Doesn't that sound delicious? Well, this is all from a new startup company called, guess what? Bite Lab, BiteLab. The Bible speaks of times when people were foretold to go into cannibalism, and it's never a good thing. Will this thing occur in the future? Well, it's actually happening right now.
Why are they doing this?
Well, I'm sure you guess it falls under the heading of climate change. The company believes that producing, quote-unquote, meat this way will help save the environment. Here's another quote. The company outlines how this type of test tube meat would eliminate environmental and ethical concerns associated with livestock production, claiming its celebrity meat production would require less than 1% of the land used in traditional farming. The site also notes the lab meats will not be affected by growth hormones or come in contact with any pesticides or chemicals. And as far as the celebrity angle, Bite Labs is hoping they can use celebrities to warm people up to the idea of consuming the meat. Yes, they actually want Hollywood celebrities to join them in ballyhooing this new thing and possibly donating cells so that the company can produce celebrity meat. So I guess it's not enough to worship celebrities. Soon you'll be able to eat them. One more quote. Bite Labs has sample celebrity meat descriptions on its website, written by Bite Labs representatives Kevin and food designers on the Bite Lab team. There are sample descriptions for James Franco, Kanye West, Jennifer Lawrence, and Ellen DeGeneres. None of the celebrities are actually affiliated with the company. In case you're wondering, DeGeneres' salami is described as black pepper and garlic with a playful kick of mustard. Give the Ellen salami a highly approachable and well-rounded flavor. The description notes DeGeneres' meat would be blended with ostrich and finished with a hint of brandy and shallots. So I guess the question is still out whether or not celebrities will be actually donating their human cells for this, but certainly the company would love them to come on board and name some of these meats after them, and then these celebrities can go out and talk about how great they are, etc., etc. But the fact remains, they will be processed and created from human cells. I mean, no one sees a problem with this. I'm sure some do. Hopefully all Christians do. You know, I recall the movie Soylent Green, starring Charlton Heston and Edward G. Robinson, as I'm sure you do. Turns out the Soylent Green pill that everyone was eating to stay alive, turns out it was people. When a person died either voluntarily through suicide or simply died in the movie, their bodies were trucked to plants, kind of like big garbage dump trucks took them there, and those bodies were literally turned into food for society since the world was so grossly overpopulated in that movie. And for the time of its filming and the production values, they did a really good job on that movie. But it was, in the end, a science fiction movie. However, what was science fiction then is now becoming reality. They are killing unborn children at the rate of millions per year through abortion. That isn't enough, though, and they want to kill more of them, or at least are not concerned if those babies are miscarried or die after birth. They want to be seen as keeping moms and babies safe, even if and when those moms lose their unborn children in death to some aspect, some component of the CV-19 vaccine that no one realizes yet. Moreover, they're ramping up ways to turn human beings into meats that society would eat every day. You know, with the proliferation of plant-based meats, have you seen this? You must have seen this in grocery stores, but it's an oxymoron to be sure. Plant-based meats? They're filling the refrigerated section of stores. I cannot believe just how many different brands and options there are for so-called plant-based meats. And now with that and the coming reality of creating meats from human cells, who among us would still believe we are not in the very last portion of the last days just prior to the start of the tribulation period? Goodness, I'm not sure how much more Christians we have to put up with and witness happening in society, but it absolutely appears that the left has gone crazy and is infested with demons. All of this is the harbinger of what is to come. Folks, if you're reading his word daily, or I should say if you're not reading his word daily, you need to be. And I'm not talking about simply reading it to check it off. I'm talking about reading it, meditating, studying it, absorbing it. It's the only way that I'm aware of that we can be daily washed with his word. It doesn't happen any other way that I know of. These are evil days, folks. I don't even feel like highlighting the upcoming Equality Act that is most likely going to be passed by our Democrat-controlled Congress. I know that the days are going to become more evil. His word protects us. His word keeps and shines the light of wisdom and discernment in us and through us as the Holy Spirit seeks to apply that word to our lives. Folks, we need to run to him. We need to run to him. Thanks for joining me. This is Friday, March 5th. I pray that you will have a great weekend. Look up, focus on him, and I pray that God will open your eyes to see how blessed you are in him. Thanks so much.
You've been listening to Study, Grow, Know with Dr. Fred DeRuvo. Please join us each week for new broadcasts that deal with theology, prophecy, and political issues from a biblical, conservative perspective.